opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got football to talk about, and gambling to talk about, and ponies to talk about, and a little bit of everything. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from San Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, and at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday, and everybody should be in a good mood. And if you're not, shame bell for you, because I'm in a great freaking mood.
Good. I knew you would be. When we got here you'd be happy.
I am so home. This is just the coming back out here to Sam Houston Race Park, especially the first day of the meet, it is like hooking up with a chick for the first time. That you've been like working, and she's really hot, and you've been trying, and then boom. That's what it's like. That's how I feel right now.
Good.
So I'm extremely excited. We'll be out here doing the show tonight until 7. Tomorrow night we'll be out here. Well, I'll be out here from 6 to 8. And a lot of people ask because of the rain and say, well, does the rain affect anything? They will still race unless there's lightning or tornadoes, which I don't think we're dealing with. So come on out, man. It's going to be a great opening night, 50 Cent Friday, and just can't wait. Got my first bet in, which I hit. So
congratulations. It's a good start.
Well, I hit my win bet. I didn't hit my exacta bet, but.
Oh, you can't win them all, Fred.
It's a 7-to-1 shot. I'll take that.
Let's not be greedy here.
Oh, right? No. Greed is good.
Okay.
Greed is good.
If you say so.
I heard that in a movie somewhere. But, yeah, so come on out here tonight for opening night of the racing, and we'll talk about the football and everything else. And it's just it's been a fun day for me. I got to buddy Roger. We already got Blitzer showing up. I got to went to Irma's for lunch with Lawyer Dave, and then went over, did what I tell people to do, go to the distillery at Whitmire's.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with Chris and Travis a little bit, and they got some exciting news coming. So it's less than 10 minutes to get from Whitmire's to here.
Okay.
So if you want to catch the races tonight at 7, just go on over to the distillery, and, man, they have really done that place up nice. They've got foosball tables and pool tables in there, and the golf game that everybody plays, Golden Tee, it's just a great setup. Plus, you get all that great alcohol.
Have you noticed America feels great again?
Does it?
Well, it's big news, right? We have a new president.
Well, I always find this kind of weird.
Like, how many times are we supposed to discuss the fact that we have a new president?
Yeah.
I think this is the last one.
Because we already talked about it when he got elected.
I think that's the first time you're supposed to talk about it. And then Inauguration Day.
Yeah, I guess. I guess we're supposed to talk about
it. Has your life changed?
I don't feel any different.
I noticed last night I was promised that this would happen, and it never did. They had 8 years to take away my guns, and somehow my guns are still at my house, Fred.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's up with that.
I thought for sure that was going to happen.
I
was promised that it would happen.
Well, and for the same people who are in full panic mode now, there was a whole other group of people that were saying the entire country was going to go to hell 8 years ago.
Yeah, well,
I'm not in hell. I'm actually doing pretty good.
Well, there were many who thought that we had elected the Antichrist 8 years ago, and I guess that could still be true. But it seems like if he really were the Antichrist, the best time to reveal himself would have been while he was president of the United States.
I would think so.
That might be the trick he's playing on us. He's just waiting until we feel comfortable and then. ha, ha, got you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
But
the world doesn't feel much different, although I say that. I'm a white Christian middle-class man, so.
Honestly, I don't think the world ever changes for you.
I don't think I'm going to be negatively affected by anything going on, but yeah. the rest of you guys.
Nobody's building a wall around your neighborhood to keep you out. So.
Good luck to the rest of you guys.
713-780-3776. Well, for everybody who's in full panic mode, give it some time. Let's see what happens before we all start going crazy. It might actually work out.
Well,
you're not convinced?
No. Well, listen, what do I know? This country, I don't remember the last time that I had a president that I was like, oh, yeah, I really believe in this dude. Things are going great. So,
Have you ever in your lifetime?
I was okay during the Clinton administration, although I did not want another Clinton administration.
No.
So that was probably the last time where I was like, yeah, things are pretty solid.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I had 16 years of being really happy with the president. And, 20 years. Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton. I liked all of those guys. I felt pretty good about all of those. I haven't really felt good about
it. Went downhill?
Yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago. But,
it's been a while.
I know there were a lot of protests and stuff, and I my take on that, if you really wanted to protest, you should have voted. But, give it a chance.
Yeah.
It might actually work out. And I didn't think that I was willing to give Obama a chance, even though I didn't vote for him the second time. And there's a lot of things that I thought he did well, and there's a lot of things he didn't do very well.
I'm with you.
And
I'm sure the same will go for the next president.
It's funny, though, how with presidents, when we look back, you always look at them in a better light than when they were in office.
I think Obama has, like, the highest approval rating in, like, something like 7 or 8 years today. So.
The only guy that never seemed to work for was W.
Yeah. It was a struggle for him.
Yeah.
Basically start to finish.
Yeah. But you notice how even when they were doing the debates and everything, usually, you know, if one of the former presidents comes out on your side, that's a good thing. And nobody wanted that.
They're yeah.
Like, we don't want this guy around. But, I don't feel any different today. And, you know, I hope for the best. I hope the guy does a good job. I really do. I'm willing to give it a chance because we don't have a choice. This is who we elected, and this is the people spoke. So we'll roll with it. 713-780-ESPN. There's Mr. Sparty over there. See, I love this. This is like all my old friends are running around here now. It's like when we go to an MMA event, AJ is like a rock star. Everybody wants to stop and talk to him. And we come out here, I kind of feel the same way because I just know everybody from.
Yeah.
I've said this before. I think I said it last year. In some form or fashion, I've been involved with this track since it opened in 1994, whether it was covering it or working here or now doing the shows here in tip sheets form and things like that. And it just, every year coming back, it just feels like I'm home. And I'm really looking forward to what's going to be a great meet. And we'll have, we'll talk about it a lot, but 50 Cent Beer starts at 6 o'clock tonight. So that you're looking for something to do, it's a good place to do it.
It's a good place to start.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something because I know you're really big on guy may never be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Luck, another surgery. It's going to be 3 months before he can throw again on his shoulder. He's been beat up the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry that the beating he's taken might be wearing this guy down a little bit.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I would guess being an Indy on that team has shortened his career by at least a year. Had he been on a decent team from the start, maybe going on to multiple years now. But that's a guy who we've talked about this before. There really isn't another team in the league that puts more of a workload on one guy than the Colts do. And is that fair? I don't know. I mean, when you draft a guy number one overall and he's your franchise quarterback and you're paying him, you know, ridiculous amounts of money, maybe it is fair. Maybe it is fair to have, you know, to put a lot on that guy's plate.
Well, you're investing a lot in him. You're expecting him to be, You know, you're expecting him to carry you. I don't know if it's fair. What I think they're asking him to do there is be Peyton Manning and do what Peyton Manning did, which is at times carry that team completely by himself. And as good as he is, I don't think he's Peyton Manning.
No,
and
I don't either.
And I think that's where but he is taking a lot of hits. That offensive line has not been good. And Manning really didn't need an offensive line because he got rid of the ball so quick. And that was just one of the fastest releases in the history of the NFL. So I'm not worried about him too much yet, but at some point you can't get beaten down. And this is another shoulder injury. He's had, this is 2 years in a row where you're a little bit worried about this. And I hope he's okay because I like the guy, and I hope that's not the case. But you got to be a little bit worried.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You know, I know some shoulder surgeries are serious. Some are not. You know, when we talked about J.J. Watt and why I think that he'll never be the same, it's because there's no such thing as a minor back surgery. You know, especially when you have two within a year of each other. There's just no such thing as that. You know, and I always worry about pitchers when they have elbow surgery. I would think that shoulder, that's pretty high on the importance list to a quarterback.
And I guess it was just the headline that kind of jumped at me. It's that he should be able to throw in 3 months.
Yeah, it's strange.
That's a very long time and before he can throw again. So I don't know if that creates alarm bells, but it should certainly create some concern. And on a similar note, according to Mike Mularkey, Marcus Mariota should be ready to start the 2017 season. Another guy coming off an injury that was just ugly to see, and it wasn't he's been really good about staying healthy since he's been in the league, and that was kind of a fluke. So I don't worry about a guy like that, but that's still a long, long rehab.
No doubt.
And you wonder what percentage he'll be of himself when the season starts.
Chase says, Peyton had a Hall of Fame wide receiver in Marvin Harrison to throw the better part of his career. I've done this research before. I wish I had it offhand. But I looked at the number of all pros that Peyton Manning played with over his time in Indianapolis and compare it to the all pros that Andrew Luck has played with over his time. Andrew Luck, since he's been in Indianapolis, has played with three other all pros. And I don't say pro bowlers because anybody can be a pro bowler.
Yeah, that's
two of those all pros that he's played with. One was a kicker, one was a punter. I mean, think about the players that Peyton played with, the Robert Matheses and the Dwight Freeneys and guys like that in their primes. He played with tons of all pros over his years. It's not just his receiving core, because I mean T.Y. Hilton's
a nice
player.
They had a defense that was perfectly suited for what Peyton Manning did, because if they got ahead, those pass rushers would come after you because you'd have to throw the ball. So
Jeff Saturday on his offensive. I mean Jeff Saturday, I think he's like a three-time All Pro or so. I mean I think everybody on the Colts offensive line now was like found at the homeless shelter. It's just a different team now, and to expect Andrew Luck to – I don't know what Peyton Manning would be with this Colts team had prime Peyton Manning showed up to this. Maybe he could do better.
I think he could because, as good as Jeff Saturday was, and I just think when Manning was in his prime, that offensive line didn't matter. He got rid of the ball so fast.
That's true, but on the other hand –
That's why he didn't take sacks, and he didn't get hit, and that's – one of the reasons why his career was able to go as long as it was.
But on the other side of that coin,
as far as Marvin Harrison goes, Peyton Manning made Marvin Harrison. I think that's one of those where you look at every great quarterback, they've turned guys into great receivers. Harrison was a really good receiver, but he wouldn't have done the same kind of numbers if he didn't have Peyton Manning.
Andrew Luck, because he's able to scramble a little bit, which is something Peyton Manning was never able to do. Maybe he lasted a little bit longer behind this line than otherwise, but a lot of the times the guys who run the most, a la Andrew Luck, a la Cam Newton,
they take the biggest hits.
They end up taking the biggest hits. Yeah, yeah. So it's a double edged sword.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, if you want to get some action in this weekend, one place to do it: mybookie.lv. And the great thing is, if you get in on the action and you win, you don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. You're going to get paid right away. There's nothing more frustrating than that. That's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. I'm one of them. MyBookie.lv is an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props. So let's say your bet's not going the way you thought it was at halftime. Well, you can jump right in and try another one. Live in-game action. The odds are updated in real time. And most importantly, you win, you get paid. Right now, they're going to match 50% of your initial deposit. That's 50% up to $3,000. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie, MyBookie.lv. Sign up today. Sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob trips through the fiend. No.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from San Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And out here at Sam Houston Race Park, getting a lot of Drew Brees. Getting a lot of Drew Brees has to carry his team.
Yeah, that's another good example of guys that are asked to do quite a bit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Chill out. Luck has had a better first 5 years than Peyton. Okay. If you say so.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
We'll see where they are in 5 years.
Now, I will say probably is as far as wins and losses, I would bet Andrew Luck's done better in his first five than
Peyton. Because Peyton was awful his first year.
And Andrew Luck, I mean, his first several years, they were, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been worse than 8-8.
Yeah.
So from a win-loss perspective, yeah, it's probably true.
But I guess the other side is Andrew Luck, who, you know, we talked about him at one point this season because I was saying he may be a little bit overlooked because if you look at the numbers he put up this year.
No, he had a terrific year.
He had a fantastic year. And if that's the year he had while he needed surgery on his throwing shoulder, maybe if he gets that right, I mean, Lord knows what he could do. I really do think the guy's a special talent. I do think that he's limited by his surroundings and the players that are around him. But, you know, I'm not going to say that he can't come back and continue to be better than he was this year even because – it's almost impossible to think the Colts can't eventually put something decent around him.
Well, by accident, don't you?
Yeah,
think?
Like you accidentally draft somebody who makes your defense better, or you accidentally draft an offensive lineman who's like a legit player in the league. I mean, one of those things has to happen someday. You get a free agent that's actually worth something and actually pans out. It's almost hard to believe that it's going to stay this bad, but. If last year was hurt Andrew Luck, then maybe it's not the worst thing.
It's a couple of years of hurt Andrew Luck, and at some point he'll get healthy again, and theoretically go back to being what he's been in the early part of his career.
What I will say is this: at the end of the 2014 season, if you'd ask me, you know, when you guys are, it's about to be Super Bowl in 2017, who do you think is going to be the best quarterback in the league? I would have said the odds-on favorite was Andrew Luck. And the last 2 years, it's clearly not worked out that way. You know, there's no argument that Andrew Luck is even in that conversation, really, as best quarterback in the league. I think his trajectory was saying that, yeah, he's about to be the best quarterback in the league. That trajectory took a downhill turn in 2015 and has not nearly done enough to get back on track to where I could expect him to be that anytime soon, if ever.
Yeah.
But I will say that Andrew Luck, I'm not in the camp that thinks Andrew Luck is never going to be a great quarterback again. I think Andrew Luck has everything in place to be a great quarterback except the health, which can be an issue. I mean, if it continues to act up, that's ended a lot of careers and kept a lot of careers from reaching the potential they could have. And just his surrounding cast, his supporting cast.
Yeah.
If if those two things ever come together, I think Andrew Luck could easily be back in that conversation.
A few years ago, you guys asked hypothetically, would the Texans trade J.J. for Luck? Now that it's been a few years, I wonder if the answer is still no.
The answer was never yes.
No. Yeah, the answer was never no. I don't know where you got that from, brother.
And it would still be yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't even know what this guy had done to his shoulder today.
They could have had it removed.
He might have to be a left-handed quarterback now, and I'd be like, might have to do that. Yeah,
we'll take it.
Yeah, I would still, if you can get a guy like Andrew Luck, if there is a quarterback, and listen, Andrew Luck's not the only one, but if there's a guy like that who's a franchise-type player at quarterback, you can take a franchise-type player from any other position, and I'd make that trade 9.5 times out of 10.
I would have made that trade then. I think what I said at the time was would have been him, Aaron Rodgers. I went about maybe one more deep at the time. But
now that list is longer.
That list is a lot longer because I don't know what he's going to be when he comes back. Maybe he's great. Maybe he's not.
Right.
I don't know.
And you also see what this team can do without J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
They're still pretty good when he's on the sideline.
Yeah, although I would think, theoretically, he'll
make them better. I would think so, too. But will he make them good enough to make up for the fact that they don't have a quarterback? And I still say the answer is no.
No, that's a different issue because they're going to have to deal with it.
Right.
They're going to have to go find a quarterback somewhere again. All right. Nick was asking if we're taking calls. No, when we're on the road, we don't take phone calls. The best thing to do is text the show or hit us up on Twitter. It's just it's impossible. I mean, it's possible, but it just makes for bad radio because we can barely hear you and you can't really have a conversation. So. But the number to text is 713-780-3776.
Yeah.
I have an opportunity for you today, I think, for maybe Bob Arum to make an appearance. I'm going to wait for next segment.
Okay.
But
I'm going to need a bottle of water if we're going to talk to Bob Arum.
That needs to happen. Usually we have like five of them sitting here.
Every time we talk to Bob Arum, I find myself parched at the end of the segment. I mean, it's just such a I'm so worked up to speak to him, so I would need that if we're going to interview Bob Arum.
Well,
today.
I think there's going to be an opportunity for you,
John. You have his number still, or do I need to text it to you?
Text it to me.
Okay, I'll get it over there.
And I don't know if you saw this, but there's going to be a lot of talk about where Tony Romo may or may not wind up. One of the teams that I thought would be in the running would be the Broncos, but maybe this is just talk. So they'll wait for him to get cut and sign him rather than have to give something up, but they're planning to give Paxton Lynch a chance to be the starter.
Well, they did draft him with a first-round pick. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
And he basically sat for a year. He played a little bit.
You can't draft a guy with a first-round pick and just give up on him before you ever see what he's got. You just can't. And really, the closest we've ever seen to someone doing it is what the Browns did with Manziel. And that was basically on him. I mean, he made it impossible for the Browns to give him more of a chance than they wanted to. The Browns would have rolled with Manziel for another year if it was sensible, you know, if he would have even tried. But you can't take a guy in the first round and then a year later, when he's played, what, two games?
Yeah.
Say, no, he's not going to work out for us. I mean, you've got to try and make that work. I don't blame them for that. They did the best they could this year to keep him on the sideline, which they said at the beginning of the season was their goal. I feel like they accomplished that. I think they'd be doing the right thing. Now, would bringing Tony Romo in and continuing to groom him on the bench be the worst thing? No. We saw that with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers sat for a few years before they used him, even though they used a first-round pick on him, and it ended up working out for him. And I don't think Paxton Lynch is Aaron Rodgers, but I think you're at some point going to have to give that guy a chance. Now, Tony Romo, to me, is not a long-term answer to anybody's quarterback problem.
No, and he may not be a short-term answer.
Might not.
I don't know. You talk about back surgeries and how brittle he's been. I don't know that he's going to be able to play.
Yeah.
Somebody says the Patriots' Jimmy G is a free agent. Why would the Texans have to give up any draft picks to sign him? Because he's not a free agent. He's got another year under his contract. Yeah. I don't know where you guys are getting your information. All right. Somebody says, can we please talk about Russell Westbrook getting snubbed from the starting lineup of the All-Star game? Check yesterday's podcast.
I would like to talk about the All-Star lineups, though, because while Russell Westbrook's getting snubbed from the lineup, and that sucks, did you see the Eastern Conference starting lineup?
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing when you think about it. Maybe it's time to do to do like what the Pro Bowl did for a few years and just have team captains pick their own teams because...
Yeah, I thought that this, as bad as it was, it should have been Westbrook and Harden, let's be honest, but that's not how it went, and it's just a stupid all-star game anyway. Who cares? They're all going to play.
Right.
But, yeah, the Eastern Conference was pretty bad, too. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Hey, John, are we in Studio Monday or are we out somewhere?
Saltgrass.
Yeah, we're at Saltgrass in Sugarland, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will actually be there since we pushed our closing back to Tuesday. I'm going to be off Tuesday now.
Oh, good.
But it works out perfectly because I didn't want to miss a day after the championship games. So I won't be here Tuesday, but I will be here Monday. And we'll be out at Saltgrass in Sugarland. I've got about 10.
Is Quentin going to be there?
What's that?
Is yes. Quentin going to be
yes.
there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, Quentin and I are going to be doing a thing Super Bowl week, too, Saturday night before. So looking forward to that. I got in about 10 texts about this. There's a bunch of tweets about it. We talked about it yesterday. And this stupid report of Chris Carter saying trade J.J. Watt for Tony Romo. I'll address it one more time. Just because other talk shows are making something out of this, it is one of those hot fake takes. The salary cap does not work, no matter what somebody's telling you, because they haven't actually looked at it. And I don't pretend to be a capologist, but I understand the ramifications of trading a monster contract, much like cutting someone. And it doesn't work. It's stupid. It's not even worth thinking about or talking about because it's no chance of it happening. And that's really all I have to say about it.
All right. We've talked about that ad nauseum.
I people keep asking about it. And I know you guys can't listen to all the shows, but just because some other idiot's trying to make a deal out of it, we're not going to.
Yeah. We talked about it. It hypothetical. If it could possibly even work, and the answer is, it's almost impossible. Without basically gutting the roster to make it happen, and that's it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just silly, and I get it. These guys, this is how they get talked about. They say stuff like this, and then people run with it. And him and Skip Bayless, and we talked about Cowherd the other day, and Florio. These guys, that's what they do. They just come up with stuff that they don't have to research. They just make it sound like they know what they're talking about, and then people run with it and get all excited and think it's a debate. It's not a debate. It's not going to happen. I would be willing to bet a small child on it if I had a small child.
Okay. You bet your dog on it?
Yeah, I'll bet the dog on it.
Okay. All right.
If it happens, I will kill the dog.
So... While the focus of the talk on the All-Star game has been Russell Westbrook, who's, for my money, been the best player in the league this year, is not on the starting roster, the starting five of the All-Stars. And, you can understand why. I mean, Steph Curry is arguably, behind LeBron James, the most popular player in the NBA. At least, you know, with the kids. You know, people love Steph Curry. He's very fun to watch. Not that Russ isn't, but – and then we talked about James Harden playing in a bigger market and having the Chinese market behind him, the Chinese fan vote. And Russ just – I mean, he plays in one of the smallest NBA markets, doesn't make the team, doesn't make the starting team. Obviously, he will be on the team.
Yeah, yeah.
The bigger story is the Eastern Conference All-Star team, the starters, I mean – I think they've got the best player. They've got LeBron James.
Agreed.
If you looked at the 10 guys who were voted starters, I think the next five guys I would take are all Western Conference guys. The balance of power, at least of like big-time star players, is so out of whack that I mean, listen, Kyrie Irving is obviously good.
I don't know that he deserved to make the team.
I thought Isaiah Thomas should be the starter.
I agree.
Phenomenal.
I think nobody's talked about that, but that's the one that stands out to me.
DeMar DeRozan's a good player, but
he's not even the best player in his backcourt.
This is what Toronto does, though, every year. It's kind of like the Royals did when they vote. Everybody votes until they get one of their guys in. Golden State almost had Zaza Pachulia in. I mean, so you can do that. And DeMar DeRozan's a good player, but, I mean, is he worthy of an all-star starting spot? I don't know.
I think you make a better case for Kyle Lowry if you're taking somebody out of that Toronto backcourt.
And then you look at guys like Jimmy Butler, and the one guy I won't argue on, and I'm glad he did make it, is Giannis Antetokounmpo. very difficult to say. Antetokounmpo, who is one of the most unheralded guys, and really, if you know, I don't know how many times you've sat down and watched a Bucks game this year, one of the more fun guys to watch. He's a really, really exciting, a complete player. I enjoy him quite a bit.
I watched him play the Rockets the other night. It's probably the only time I've seen him.
But, I mean, the Eastern Conference is just...
It's Cleveland and everybody else because it's LeBron and everybody else.
Yeah. And there are guys, I mean, I don't know. You could, and there are arguments to be made over who should be starting on the Western Conference. I like Anthony Davis. Would I have put Anthony Davis in over DeMarcus Cousins this year? Probably not.
No.
But there's...
That doesn't mean ask me who I'd rather have on my team. That's a different answer.
Absolutely different answer.
Yeah.
I will say I'm glad that Kawhi Leonard ended up in the starting lineup, because Kawhi Leonard, there's no doubt in my mind, is one of the five best players in the conference, if not the league, and would be a guy who'd be easy to overlook.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't play a sexy game. He's in another. I don't want to say San Antonio's not really a small market, I guess, but
it's smaller. It's
not a big media market.
It's the third market in Texas, even so.
Yeah, so it's I was glad to see him make it because he's absolutely deserving. The problem is there's so many good players in the Western Conference that the sixth man in the Western Conference is better than the second man in the East. And so I don't know if there's a way to balance it out, but the game itself doesn't even interest me, you know, I don't know. Not to say that I've ever been super interested in the NBA All-Star game, but
it's just it's a dunk fest is all it is. I've never enjoyed watching it.
It just seems like it's a lot easier for the Western Conference All-Stars to get to 200 first. If that's the game they usually play.
Yeah.
First to 200, if I'm not mistaken, it just seems easier for the West than the East.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We will discuss some Bob Arum in the next segment.
You're going to try to get a hold of him?
Yeah, we're going to make that happen.
Okay.
And I think it'll be a good time for it. 5 o'clock, we'll go over the games on Sunday and talk about that a little bit. You got a little Rockets-Warriors action, too.
They want me on now?
No.
Jong, tell him to call back in next segment.
Yeah. You've got water, though, so you'll be good now.
Good.
Little Rockets-Warriors action. You got that coming up.
Yes.
You excited for your Warriors? Rockets fans?
My Warriors. Yeah, I think it'll be good, man. I think this is a good test to see. I think any time the Rockets play, and the Rockets have had success, I would say, against the better teams in the Western Conference, and this is the best team in the Western Conference, so I'm always curious to see them matched up.
Brother Bear said he had a back fusion. He was out of work 2 years.
That's no joke.
Laminectomy, return to work the next day. Then again, I'm not J.J. Watt. Foster says, curious what you guys thought about Mike Leach's comments on the SEC. I actually agree with him. We'll get to that because I do want to talk about that at some point today.
All right.
And Nick says the All-Star game sucks, but no one says to cut it like the Pro Bowl. And maybe they should change. Well, the Pro Bowl's...
The Pro Bowl is... I mean, and they finally had to change this because it cost them so much money to put that thing on. And for people to go to Hawaii, like, Hawaii's fun, but it's a pain in the ass for these players to get out there. I mean, the All-Star game in the NBA and Major League Baseball is just like a normal road trip.
Yeah, the baseball game is the only one that is actually watchable.
I enjoy that, actually.
Because it's the actual game.
Yeah.
And it's
not, the game, except you're changing pitchers every year.
Right, but it's still guys have to go out there and hit the ball. Pitchers have to go out there and try to strike you out. Guys are trying, unless they're grooving the ball to Derek Jeter so he can get a hit. And then, yeah, the NHL All-Star Game was just as bad as the NBA's, and they went to that 3-on-3 last year, and it was a lot of fun. Now, I don't know if that'll work again this year, but the Pro Bowl and the NBA All-Star Games are beyond meaningless. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll have a little Bob Arum talk. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Conor McGregor is not a boxer. So if they box on the boxing rules with the regular gloves and so forth, a novice will beat him because he has no experience as a boxer. On the other hand, if they did the cage thing,
MMA,
Floyd wouldn't have a chance. So it's just talk. And it's absolute nonsense for these guys to fight each other.
So you think Dana White kind
he's
of...
He's playing the game.
You think he's playing the game? Like, why is he playing the game, though?
Because he is... Floyd is calling McGregor out, and the point is McGregor has a contract with UFC.
Okay.
So no fight, even if McGregor wanted, can be done without UFC. So this is Dana White's way of establishing that point.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park, opening night. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. So, I'd like him to expand on those comments a little bit because I think the reality is what he says kind of is what, AJ, you say all the time. A boxer is going to kick the crap out of the MMA guy in a boxing match, and the MMA guy is going to kick the crap out of him in a cage.
John, were we able to get Bob on the line?
We have Bob on the line.
All right, Bob Arum, the world-famous boxing promoter, joins us on the program. How are you, Bob?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Fred and AJ.
Market?
In Houston.
A lot of Hispanics in Houston. A lot of blacks. It's a good market for me.
Yeah, you've mentioned before how much you like the Mexicans here.
I do. The Mexicans are passionate people. They love their boxing. They love their sport. They're warriors. The spirit of the warrior, the Aztec spirit, is in Mexicans. And they spend pay-per-view money. You would think, a lot like Donald Trump, he thinks the Mexicans are a burden on society. But to me... If Mexicans only have $50 to their name, they'll spend it on a pay-per-view. And that's the kind of people I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, so would they spend money on a Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather pay-per-view?
Listen, I feel like you're a smart guy down there in Houston. But this is absurd. We've discussed this over and over and over. And over. And over. And I tell you, I'll tell everyone, it's this fight. It's a ploy. It's a ploy by Dana White. Look at that name. White, of course. It's a ploy by Dana White to try and get more popularity for that game that he owns, he plays, the the fighting champions game, whatever they call it, the cage fighting. And it's he knows that the popularity is waning on his game, and he needs some attention. So what's he do? He calls out the biggest star in the boxing sport and tries to ride the coattails to a payday. Fred, he offered Floyd Mayweather a real offer of $25 million. Floyd Mayweather doesn't fight for less than 30. And now he wants his guy to get 25 as well? I've never even heard of this McGregor. What is, where is he from?
He's from Europe.
Is he a white?
Yes, he is.
Whites just don't move the needle, you would think. You know, they've got money. They don't invest in their people. They don't care. That's why there's not a big white pay-per-view draw anymore.
Well, he is Irish, and whenever he fights in Vegas, there's a lot of people from Ireland there. I've seen it up close and personal. Not to disagree with you, Bob, because I understand you're a legend.
What's the buys?
I don't have.
What's he selling?
No, he's done real.
That's
well.
What matters. Anybody, Fred, you versus Victor Ortiz would sell out the MGM Grand Garden if I were promoting it, because I'm a great promoter. But the buys, you'd have no buys. First of all, because Victor Ortiz is boring. Secondly, no one knows you, Fred. You got to be known. Plus, you're white. The whites just don't buy for their people.
I don't think the whites like me anyway.
Hey, I don't blame them.
Well, so when are you going to put on a big fight again, Bob? Because we usually get to come to Vegas and talk to you in person.
We're in discussions for a big-time fight involving Manny Pacquiao. He wants to fight again. I would say, Manny, aren't you too busy with, you know, being a world leader and a senator? But he loves to fight. You know what? He's got a warrior spirit. The Filipinos, two things about them. They buy pay-per-views, and they're warriors. So he's got that going for him. I should have news in the near future. You can call me back when I've got the news. You just want to come out on my dime. You want to eat from my sandwich tray.
Yeah, about that sandwich tray, I don't want to say anything, but Oscar really feeds us well for his fights. You give us his edible arrangements, man. What the
I
hell?
I give you two mustard choices. How many guys are giving you the choice of Dijon and yellow mustard? I do that. Because I know not everybody likes yellow mustard. I don't like yellow mustard. But there's also some lower class people there that don't appreciate Dijon. Try to take care of everybody.
Some of us don't like mustard at all.
Then don't eat the mustard. What are you, a dummy? A
little bit, yeah.
I gotta go. I can't deal with this anymore.
All right. Oh, man.
It is always good to talk to him.
It is. It is always fun. It's always...
It always feels like there's racial undertones with that guy. I don't know. I'm not crazy about it, but...
Yeah, but he's an old man, and old people are set in their ways.
Well, you know, old people, once you're over a certain age, you're basically just allowed to be racist.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Bob Arum, Donald Trump, they're both of age. It's just accepted. All right, I got to tell you about Raising Cane's, Fred. Raising Cane's has one love, and that's what makes them doing one thing great, and they do it better than anyone else. And that's chicken fingers. They do it the best. Raising Cane's uses the highest quality ingredients. They're serving fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins that have been marinated for 24 hours. They're hand-battered. They're cooked to order. And they can cook anywhere from, you know, a personal-sized order up to 100 chicken fingers, even more, if that's what you want. And no need to call ahead. They'll be ready minutes after you order. The sauce, out of this world. It's full of flavor. It's tangy, got a little bit of spice to it. It's made fresh every day. The lemonade there, so great, freshly squeezed every day. All the sides, all the drinks, everything's done the right way at Raising Cane's. And right now, good news, guys, you go to Raising Cane's, you can win $100,000 playing the Peel the Love game. Brought to you by Raising Cane's. All you do, pull off the tabs on your drink, spell the letter C-A-N-E-S, you win $100,000 by playing that game. 1 in 3 will win Raising Cane's food instantly. Those odds are great. It's Raising Cane's. One love. It's chicken fingers. Go try them. They're all over Houston. That's Raising Cane's.
Never in my wildest dreams would I come running home to you.